the last few years, investing in debt mutual funds has been difficult, especially in funds taking credit risks. The liquidity crisis that hit debt markets after COVID-19 pandemic led to redemption pressures on several debt schemes. When redemption pressures hit a debt scheme, the fund manager is likely to sell higher-rated debt securities which have some liquidity. The remaining investors are likely to be left with a portfolio of lower-rated securities and may also have to bear the impact of NAV decline caused by any stress sales. Last week, SEBI proposed the concept of swing pricing to protect the interest of the investors that are left in the scheme. In today's Simply Save podcast, we try to find out more on the implications of this new proposal.
Today, we are joined by Joydeep Sen, corporate trainer in debt markets, who will be taking us through the concept of swing pricing, which SEBI recently proposed for debt mutual funds. Hi, Joydeep. How are you? Welcome to our show.
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, SEBI recently proposed the swing pricing for debt funds, especially in situations of market dislocation. Can you help our listeners understand what is this concept and how it can benefit investors?
So to explain the concept of swing pricing for the ease of understanding, let me start from a different perspective. There is something called exit load. What is this exit load? So as an example, if the terms of the fund says exit load is 1% for 1 year, it means when an investor is coming into the fund, he or she is expected to be there for 1 year. To put it in different words, if somebody is exiting before 1 year, which is the supposed investment horizon, then he or she should pay a penalty, kind of penalty. And where does this penalty go to? This penalty goes to the existing or remaining investors in the fund. So it is like if you are breaching the discipline, you can exit, but you are supposed to pay something for the benefit of the existing or remaining investors. Now coming to the question, what is swing pricing? So if you look at the nature of the debt market, the debt market beyond government securities and typically beyond AAA rated bonds is not liquid. So what it means is impact cost. In the sense, if there's redemption pressure and if you have to sell a chunk in the market, usually less than AA, less than AAA, AA, single A papers are not liquid and there is an impact cost. Which means when there is redemption pressure and the fund manager has to sell in the market, there is an impact cost, which means your realization is less than the valuation NAV or valuation yield or valuation price. Now, when something happens, when there's a rumor or expectation or apprehension and there's a large redemption pressure, people who may have the information or people who are savvy, who are tracking what is happening and all that, they may exit earlier, what is referred to as the first mover or early mover advantage. Now, when that happens, the fund manager has to sell securities. And what can the fund manager sell? The fund manager can sell, to put it very simply, what sells. In the sense, AAA or A1 plus or good quality securities. What it means is, what remains in the portfolio after that is of relatively inferior quality. Which means people who are exiting, they're in a way taking the cream, and people who are remaining are left with a relatively inferior quality portfolio. So how swing pricing will help is, when somebody is exiting, when there is a redemption pressure, the NAV would be lower. That means in a way, he or she will pay some penalty, which will go to the people, the investors who are remaining in the fund. So that broadly is the concept of swing pricing. Where there is a heavy purchase demand, the NAV may be higher or the purchase price may be higher. And when there's heavy redemption pressure, the NAV or the exit price could be lower.
What can be challenges in practically implementing swing pricing?
Challenges would be there because this is a first-time kind of thing. In the sense, it's not completely out of the way, but still a little out of the way in terms of implementation, in terms of understanding. So people's awareness is an issue. In the sense, people who are not used to it, and suddenly when swing pricing is implemented, he or she would be negatively surprised that in every, say whatever, 10 rupees. But if swing price is an action and NAV is 9.5 rupees, it's a negative surprise. Why is it I'm getting a lower price, lower than the NAV? And there could be other implementation issues like uniformity. So there are two parts to it. So SEBI has proposed a hybrid model. One is the partial implementation and one is the full listing. Full listing means a major market dislocation where SEBI steps in and defines that this is a major market dislocation. In the not so major part, where it is kind of discretion of the AMC, so uniformity is a big issue there. So these two are the major challenges I see.
And what about interpreting market dislocation or determining the swing pricing NAV? Could that be also a challenge?
Right. So this is an important issue. So that depends most on the definition as given by SEBI. So as of now, what we have is a consultation paper. Market participants, AMFI, mutual fund, other stakeholders would give their views. And in some time, we'll have the final SEBI circular. And it depends on that. So as of now, what we are given to understand is that if it is a major dislocation, SEBI would step in, and otherwise it's AMC's discretion. Now, what is the definition of market dislocation? There could be two possible definitions. One is from the AMC's perspective, that redemptions beyond so-and-so. So for example, 5% of the corpus or 10% of the corpus or some percentage of the corpus, that could be one definition. The other definition could be market-based. In the sense, if there is something happening in the market, a bear rally happening in the market, so if corporate bond yields of whichever rating, AAA, AA, single A, if corporate bond yields move up beyond a threshold, let's say 50 basis points in so-and-so time period or 100 basis points in so-and-so time period. So that could be another definition. That remains to be seen what is the final definition which is implemented by SEBI.
Will a 1 to 2% difference in the swing pricing NAV be enough when yields can see much sharper impact in times of market stress as we have seen before?
Yeah, so this also is an important issue that depends on the market dislocation. Now, if you look at periods of severe dislocation, say, for example, July 2013, or let us say 2005, January, February, March period, or even recently, last year, 2020, in the March, April, May phase, in the initial part of the lockdown, liquidity was much on the lower side. So in those phases, even a 1 or 2% thing may not be adequate. So again, I mean, the cost of reputation, I would say, that depends on the what is implemented by SEBI and what are the final rules we have in place. So maybe ideally, SEBI would have both the definition, both as in either redemption-based, like so much percentage of the corpus, or market movement based, like so much of yield movement and so much of time period, or both, as in either or kind of definition. Which means if it is a severe market dislocation, like say July 2013, so in that case, the swing pricing should be even higher. Like you were saying, that 1-2% of swing may not be sufficient to cover a severe market dislocation. So yes, that definition also should be there in place.
And the other condition in which swing pricing will be triggered is when the fund manager faces liquidity constraints in her schemes. Now, can this discretion also lead to unwanted challenges?
Yes, that also may happen, because when you say within quote liquidity challenges, the question is the liquidity challenge because of a situation in the market like July 13 or April, May 20, that kind of thing? Or is it about the portfolio quality, portfolio composition of the fund? So if the portfolio quality, portfolio composition of the fund is like whatever, and if that is leading to liquidity issues, then it is not a level playing field. So that also has to be addressed by SEBI in some form or the other as to what defines the liquidity. Is it internal, as in the portfolio composition, or is it external, as in the market liquidity crisis or a market challenge or that kind of thing? And another challenge I see here is that, you know, when you say liquidity, so as per the proposed hybrid model, in a phase which is, you know, not a severe market dislocation, in the partial kind of thing, so where the AMC has a bit of a discretion, if one AMC says, yes, we are implementing swing, another AMC says, we're not implementing swing. So they have their own ways of managing liquidity in their funds. So that also may lead to a lack of uniformity.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Jaideep, for joining us today. We hope the listeners found the interaction insightful and learned more about this concept that might impact them soon. Thank you so much.
That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and keep listening to Simply Safe. If you have any feedback or question, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and views, log on to moneycontrol.com.